RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. More Dirt and Sprague.
Do you trust someone who doesn't like a Pop-Tart?
Dirt.
Can I give you a hot take that might make people look at me and call me an idiot? I think Pop-Tarts are disgusting.
Sprague.
I used to raw dog Pop-Tarts religiously.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm anti-Pop-Tart.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague. Joe Fisher and Rashad Taylor sitting in here today with you. Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday.
You're stuck with us. Sorry, y'all.
Yes. We are here with you the whole week. And also on Wednesday, 1 o'clock, you have the Orange Bowl preview show brought to you by Tullamore Dew.
Uh-oh.
The original Irish whiskey. That will be Anthony Newman, Andy Durr Johnson, and Jason Sukanik. So if you want to get your X's and O's fixed about the Orange Bowl game, that will be the show to listen to. We know enough to, you know, be dangerous. We know enough about football to get you there.
We know enough to keep you entertained.
But if you want that full breakdown, two former NFL pros, one of those not being an NFL pro, Andy Johnson. NFL bro.
But Andy Johnson was a great high school quarterback.
PIL legend.
State of Oregon, you know, shout out to the Cleveland Warriors.
And so if you want to listen to that on Wednesday, that will be from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock right here on the Fin. And then the day after is the day of the Orange Bowl between the Oregon Ducks and Texas Tech. Come watch the Ducks and Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl with the Fan at Grand Central Bowl Arcade and Sports Bar on New Year's Day. Doors open early for the 9 a.m. kick with food and drink specials throughout the day. And hang around after because I will be there with Jordan Schultz. We'll be hosting the Dick Cannon Dealership's post-game scoreboard show live from Grand Central. For more details, head to the events page at 1051thefan.com. But it's going to be a fun little week. Fun little week.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I have been efforting to try and get someone from Texas Tech on the show over the next couple days. I don't know if it's going to happen. They're all doing media stuff leading up to the game. And it seems like everybody I hit up is like, oh, yeah, no, I'm flying at that time to go to the game. Okay, what about the next day? Oh, yeah, that's actually the time that we have the coach press conferences. Okay, well, what about the next day? Oh, no, we got player interviews that day. It's like, okay, all right. So whether we get someone from Texas Tech or not, whatever. But we shall see. But, the college football playoffs are here. We got NFL playoffs just a couple weeks away, but still some things to be settled up there. But what impressed me the most about the NFL weekend, and I can't believe this is happening, quite honestly, is that last segment we are talking about how great the 49ers offense is and how they're looking like world beaters right now on that side of the ball, and it pains me to say that. Now I have to go to the other side of the ball and say that one of the most impressive aspects of this weekend to me was the Eagles' defense.
It makes a lot of sense.
This last half hour is just absolutely killing me.
I can tell, man.
I
can tell how much you didn't want to talk about the 49ers.
Not just the segments, but also me having to deal with the tacos from last night, too. Yeah, which, so by the way,
you're getting hit twice.
Mid-show boom boom. I feel like I deserve a plaque for that. That is a hard feat to pull off.
Yeah, it took only a couple minutes, man. It's a new record.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, and I have to probably talk to my doctor, but that roasted habanero sauce, it did me in.
Yeah,
it,
maybe lay off on that for a little bit.
Yeah, huh? Probably. But yeah, I mean, just having to give the Eagles credit in any aspect in life, it's always going to kill me. But that defense yesterday against the Bills, flying around, just absolutely hammering any person that got the ball on the Bills, just laying hat, multiple sacks on Josh Allen, turnover. I mean, that was one of those when you get towards the end of the season and you're looking at teams that can make a Super Bowl run, what I want to look at is what defense is playing the best right now. And that Eagles defense, I mean, they didn't – the offense, that has been a storyline all season. I'm kind of getting to the point with this Eagles team. If that defense is going to play like that, I don't really care what the offense does. That's a Super Bowl winning defense right there.
Yeah, I was kind of torn because I was very impressed with how well that that defense played from the Eagles. But I guess I was more taken back by how bad Josh Allen was.
Well, and I want to get to that in the next segment because that I feel like is a whole nother.
Yeah, I mean, and so that defense definitely made it difficult on Josh Allen, but these last couple weeks have been just trash for him. But that's what you need to do is you have to try to make him uncomfortable, you know, it's hard to say force him out of the pocket because he moves so well once he gets outside of it, but you have to disrupt him and make sure you keep sending guys at him. That's exactly what they were able to do yesterday. When you get sacked five times, it's not a great day, right? Your offensive line wasn't able to hold water at any point. And those scrambles that Josh Allen would typically kind of get because he's so big, it just didn't work, you know? So yes, this Eagles defense looks like they're finally out of space to where they're comfortable with each other. This Eagles team looks like they're finally in a space to where they're comfortable with each other. Cause for a while it was looking really rocky just all around, even though they were winning games. And it's crazy to say that for a team that's sitting here at 11-5 moving into the last week of the season, but that's kind of what it's looked like for this team. So we've known they were good, but there's been this, they don't have it this year kind of thought process, I think, from a lot of us, just because they have looked a little disjointed. Not yesterday on the defense. Offense, now we're back to those things you were talking about, Joe. Like, offensively, that's where you look at, like, this could be a problem for them. But defensively, this is probably the best they've looked all season.
Yeah, but, again, like, we've seen this now a few times from this team. I mean, I just had their damn schedule up and their results and everything like that. Gee, D it, Fisher. This year, I mean, they win this game 13-12. We've seen them win games 16-9 against the Lions, 10-7 against the Packers. Over the last 3 weeks, they've given up 30 points total. Now, granted, you played the Raiders in one of those, but I always say if you play a bad team and you're a great team, then you should be winning 31-0. That's exactly what they did. They didn't give up a single point to the Raiders. The Commanders, again, the Commanders at this point, not the team that they were last year, held them to 18 points. The Bills, 12 points yesterday. And you want to talk about, like, you go from the Commanders giving up 18 points, and it's like, well, they're playing the Bills this week, then we'll see what they do against that. They held them to 12 points. And I understand the conditions weren't great. But to me, just the way that they kept that team in check, and also if your defense is playing this well at this point in the season, that's what I've been trying to keep an eye on throughout this week as well, is what defenses are looking like championship caliber defenses. Eagles are one of them. I think the Texans are one of them. I mean, say what you will about their offense, and yes, your defense can look really good when you're playing against that Chargers offensive line. Seahawks defense, I think, is playing at a championship level right now. When I look around the league and try and figure out, hey, which team has the defense that can carry them to a Super Bowl if their offense isn't playing as well as they'd like, the Eagles are up there, man. That defense was nasty yesterday.
Yeah, the Eagles are right there for a long time until the injuries. The 49ers were one of those teams, but now I would probably say the Eagles are a team they're going to be able to eke out some wins, you know, during the playoffs, and you're not going to get as many explosive plays in a lot of ways. So I would pick the Eagles as one of those teams that could really do that. Another team I would probably pick to do that, probably more than the Eagles, would be the Texans. Like, and at least the Texans have a competent-ish offense. But of all the teams,
I mean, I trust the Texans' offense more than the Eagles' offense.
Yeah, exactly. But then I'll look at their defense, and like they're nasty on that defensive end. Mm-hmm. So if there were any other team besides the Eagles that I'd say that defensively, I think they could win them a lot of games. Almost going back to those old Ravens teams, you know, that won the Super Bowl. Offenses weren't great, but defensively, they were stacked all over the place. And so I think you see a lot of that with this Steelers, excuse me, forgive me, this Eagles team right now, but even more so with this Texans defense.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'd say that you go up against that Chargers offensive line, your defense is going to look good. I mean, the Texans defense has looked good all season long, and they had Herbert and that team in fits on Saturday. But yeah, I mean, give credit where credit's due. Obviously, I'm a Cowboys fan. It's I can't really put too much emotional weight being in a Cowboys fan now because they just break my heart year in and year out. But this is what this job also does to you, is I feel like the more that you do this job on air, your fandom starts to wane in some areas bit more. Couple that also with just the Cowboys ripping my heart out year after year. It makes it a little bit easier to be like, okay, you know what? Cowboys suck. Shocker.
Yeah.
But just look around the rest of the
league.
You don't
have to live in that pain.
I'm not. Swag, don't do this. All right?
Don't you, Joe, you don't do this to yourself.
You do it to yourself. You choose to do that.
Hey, I saw a team get a big Christmas Day win against a rival, okay? That's what I saw.
All right, that's what you saw?
That's what I saw.
You're not wrong.
I saw Dak wearing the hell out of that Santa jacket, okay?
I feel so bad for that guy. I want him out of Dallas so bad.
That's another wasted season. Another wasted Dak season right there. But yeah, the Eagles defense just looking absolutely dialed in, beating the Bills yesterday 13-12, which leads me to the next topic is, man, I want to trust this team, but for some reason I just can't. Get to that next year. Dirt and Sprague, Sports Saturday edition right here on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Talking some NFL, we will get into college football stuff in hour number three. We might have a Daily Ticker guest here in about an hour and 15 minutes.
Still working on.
I did get an email response.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to work out a time here. But we got NFL stuff to get to here. We got college football stuff. Also, in the final hour, and I'm going to do this over the next 3 days, I am going to give you the Joe Fish top sports moments, top sports stories
okay.
of 2025.
Okay.
I'll give you 15 through 11 today. 10 through 6 tomorrow and 5 through 1 on Wednesday. How does that sound?
That sounds legit.
I feel like it'll be a fun little year in review. And also, you can, because there might be some I forget. There might be some that are
important. I can already think of one that it's not going to be on your list.
Oh, we'll see. Well, you'll just have to listen to hour number 4 to find out. And you'll have to listen to tomorrow and on Wednesday. But if there are sports moments from this year that you want to share throughout the next couple of days that, again, that you think that I might not include on the list or that I forget or omit, then please share it on the text line, 503-864-6326. But I feel like as we approach the new year, that's always a fun thing to do, you know, top stories of the year.
It's easy to forget. It's easy to forget all the things that happen in the year. You know, once we get to the end of you know, December. And it's like, oh, damn, that did happen back in February, huh?
Well, and trying to rank these also was tough because it's going to be my list, what I think is more important than others. So, I mean, there's room for interpretation, but I feel like it'd be a fun exercise just to go down memory lane of the Big 2-5 and what happened. But talking about NFL teams that I trust, things that impressed me, you know, like 49ers offense, Eagles defense. I want to trust the Buffalo Bills. I really do. I mean, they have the reigning MVP in Josh Allen. But there is something about this team that they just play to the level of their opponent, or they just shoot themselves in the foot enough times, or they seemingly just, you know, they might win games, but in the way that they do it is just like, man, you clearly were the better team and probably should have won this by 20, but you only won it by like 3, or you had to come back. I mean, outside of this Eagles game, the last couple of weeks, the Bengals game, the Patriots game, I mean, even the Browns last week, they won by 3 points. It's like you are clearly the better team than the Cleveland Browns, yet Shador Sanders is outpassing Josh Allen. This team is just weird to me, and it seems like they do not play up to their potential. Again, yesterday the conditions were sloppy, but to me, they're a better team than the Eagles, but they didn't show it yesterday, and they didn't deserve to win that game just based off of how they looked offensively. Say what you want about the, you know, final play, whether they should have kicked the extra point, gone for two. I think that everybody, for the most part, wants teams to go for two in those moments. Like, go out and win it. I think you can.
They had it.
I think you can make
the. Josh Allen missed the throw.
He did. He did. Yeah. I think you could make the argument, though, that have you seen the Eagles' offense this year? Kick the extra point, go to overtime. Like,
yeah, you got a chance. You know, yeah, I don't know.
I want to trust them. I want to say like they're going to be the team that's in the Super Bowl representing the AFC. But the last 4 weeks, man, they have just been playing with fire, and they got burned yesterday.
No, yeah, they definitely did. They're also dealing with some injuries. Injury bug has kind of bit them a little bit. But yeah, they just don't look like the Bills that we're used to seeing. You know, they look a little off kilter. I'm not sure what's happening with Josh Allen, but these last 2 weeks, like you mentioned, Joe, he has not been Josh Allen. Like, this is some Stranger Things person that's in here trying to, you know, masquerade as the NFL's most valuable player. These last couple weeks, he's been, while he passed the ball pretty well against the Browns, they didn't put one in the end zone, which is odd for a guy like Josh Allen. So 2 weeks in a row with no touchdowns, not able to lead your team in a nasty game against a defense who most of the season has been good, but last night was great. There were still times watching that game, and I know you guys were probably feeling this, that we all felt this is where Josh Allen makes a play. This is where, you know, he's going to scramble out of this. He's going to get out of the sack, and he's going to get 14 yards out of it, you know, as he scrambles down the field. And it just never happened like that. And so this is definitely not the way you want to be playing as you get ready to limp into the playoffs, because that's what you're doing now. You're limping into the playoffs. The game against Cleveland should have been a tune-up game more than anything. Of course, Myles Garrett is going to make it difficult on you, but outside of that, like, that should be a tune-up game for this offense. We expected this game to be competitive, and it was, so don't want to take anything away from the defense or either defense, but Josh Allen was the best player on the field. You expected to see him have his takeover moment, and it just never happened. It's the second game in a row where it's like, where's your cape, Superman? And we need to see him put it on if the Bills – because this is your shot. Let's just be honest. No Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs this year, which has been – no Lamar Jackson in the playoffs this year, which has really been your kind of Achilles heel over the last little bit. Really, Patrick Mahomes more than Lamar. This is an opportunity to where this is your chance to be the best guy, go in there and win a Super Bowl. You need to play like it moving into the playoffs. And right now, he's just not.
Their rushing offense is great, but I think that James Cooks has a problem with fumbles. I mean, he had one yesterday that was not ruled a fumble because he was down, but he's shown that he's had some fumble issues. I think that when you are having to rely on Brandon Cooks in 2025, then you're also like, what the hell are we going to do with them not having Dalton Kincaid? I think is a much bigger problem than is advertised. Again, Keon Coleman, you can't get him to play 2 weeks in a row, seemingly. I mean, he just, he clearly, it has not clicked for him being an NFL pro. So yeah, you mentioned, and it's mentioned week in, week out on every broadcast, like, all right, Josh Allen, here comes Superman. I just wonder if they have enough offensively to be able to help him with a Super Bowl run. I mean, they are now looking at having to play their first game at likely Baltimore or Pittsburgh. Not a layup. Like, that either of those teams could show up for this week. You could have, I mean, I'm literally looking at the TV and looking at Derrick Henry running for 200 something yards against the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers and that offense decides to show up for 1 week, or that defense in Pittsburgh decides to show up and do what they do seemingly year in and year out and just have
right
a
now,
nasty
they're the
defense.
Seventh seed. They'd be at the Patriots.
That's good. Well, that, yeah, because Patriots, they would have the two seed. So, I think that
be there the Broncos, one of the two.
Well, and how does these last what's the schedule look like this last week? Because something tells me that they'll be taking on the Jets. Okay, that's Bills are gonna win that.
I mean the Browns are better than the Jets, but damn, like,
I mean, the Browns, they're gonna beat the Jets.
They should beat the Jets, but they should have beaten the Browns. And I think that's the issue. There's some food left on their plates here when you look at their schedules. Like, there are some games that they lost. It's like, maybe not to Atlanta, right?
Yeah, that was
maybe not to Miami.
Yeah. Some shocking shocking losses
so
in there.
Would
sure.
it shock me if they went in there the last game of their season, the Jets were motivated and they beat the Bills? Not after the last 3 weeks, no.
Nah. Chargers are going to play the Broncos next week. Again, like, I'll take the Broncos in that. And then the last wild card team would likely be the Texans, because I don't think the AFC South has been decided. I still think that there's a chance that...
No, they won it.
That with that win yesterday, it was sealed up. Yes. I don't know here, Swag. It says on the.
They're in. They haven't.
The Texans are in. The division is still.
The Jaguars control their own destiny.
Right. Right.
The Texans have the head-to-head sweep over the Chargers and Bills, and the Chargers have the tiebreaker over the Bills.
Yes, based on win percentage in common games. Based off of, because Texans will take on the Colts next week.
Riley Leonard's going to start that show.
Yeah. Yeah. Phillip Rivers, it was fun while you were here. Maybe a possible top story of 2025, Phillip Rivers coming back to play. I don't know. We'll find out. But I think that the Bills, the way that this will play out, they'll end up getting either that fifth or sixth seed. But again, like the Bills, if you got to go to Jacksonville's playing amazing football
right now.
They're, I mean,
you don't want to play Jacksonville right
I mean,
now.
You want to talk about playing a tough defensive team? Jacksonville has one of the best defenses in the league.
Quietly, Jacksonville is one of my picks in the AFC.
Well, you want to talk about last segment we were saying about defenses that are playing at their best at the right time? That's another team. You know, the Jags defense is one of the best in the league, and they've been playing some really good football late year. So I want to trust the Bills. You would think that, you know, at the beginning of the season, if someone tells you, "Oh, the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, they will not be in the playoffs," you're like, "Well, this is for, you know, it's for the Bills to lose." Then, not so fast, dude. The way they've been looking, would you rather take the Bills or the field at this point in the AFC?
I'll take the field
because I think I would too.
Because I think there are a lot of quarterbacks in the field that have something to prove.
Yes. Speaking of things to prove, two more games left for this team. The Rams, they play tonight. Will they be going on the road in the first round of the playoffs? Well, certainly looking that way based off of everything that happened on Sunday. I want to talk about this Rams team next here on Dirt and Sprague, Rashad and Joe edition on the Fan Sports Network. On the Fan Text line, just wrapping up our conversation about the Buffalo Bills. That receiving core cannot create separation. That final throw was definitely on Josh Allen, but 95% of the game, those wide receivers are clamped up. No one is really a dude or true number one. I hear you. Now, granted, that's kind of been the case for the Bills for like the last however many years, basically since Diggs left.
I mean, I was going to say, at one point you had a Stephon Diggs, so you had somebody that can get you out of some sticky situations.
But if it's not for Brandon Cooks making an incredible catch at the end of that game, then they're not even putting themselves in the position to try and tie or win the game with that 2-point conversion. I mean, I feel like they've been trying to make Khalil Shakir a thing now for the last couple of seasons, like make him the number one, and for whatever reason he just hasn't taken the mantle. I feel like it's just number one out of necessity. Like we need someone to be a number one. Obviously that's why they took Keon Coleman last year. Talked about how he has not been able to make that jump and just been able to keep himself on the field.
It's Calvin Ridley.
Out of like the necessity of being an NFL pro.
Yeah.
So
it's Calvin Ridley. Somebody that we had all this hype. We thought he was going to be amazing. We thought he was, and then he just can't stay on the field.
Yeah.
It's like that.
So the Bills, they're going to be a very interesting team going into this playoffs and what they're going to end up doing. Because as we said in the last segment, they might either be having to go play at Pittsburgh, Baltimore, or possibly Jacksonville. Again, looking at the NFL standing, I mean, I'm just wondering if there's a possibility for, I mean, I don't know if Jacksonville can leap the Patriots for the 2 seed at this point.
No.
Just don't even speak it into existence.
That's not even a thing, Joe.
Don't put that out there. Or the Broncos. I mean, seeding's still to be decided as far as where these teams will play in that first round. But what has also been decided, essentially, is the NFC West and what team will not be winning it. That is the Los Angeles Rams, the team that was in the driver's seat just, 2 weeks ago? As the number one seed in the NFC, what a lot of teams still actually have the best odds to win the Super Bowl. But their road is going to be a little bit tougher, as with the Seahawks victory last night and the 49ers victory last night, that seals up your 1 and 2 of the NFC West, or at least, you know, who will be playing for the number one seed. The Los Angeles Rams, they will be playing Wild Card Weekend. They will potentially be going to Carolina. They will potentially be going to Philadelphia, and that will be a rematch from last year's playoff. But man, I mean, if you are a Rams fan or even on this team, obviously you have a good enough offense. You have the potential MVP that you feel like you can make a run, that you are still one of the best teams. But does it shake your confidence a little bit if you're a Rams fan? Or if you're on this team that, like, man, we were the number one seed. We were running this conference for the majority of the season. And now these last couple weeks, like, depending on what happens tonight and to finish up the season, I think their last game of the year, they're playing the Cardinals next weekend. I would have to double check. But I just wonder if the Rams right now are just like, dude, not only are we not going to get the bye, but now we have to go on the road and play possibly the best defense in the league, in the Eagles, or at least in the NFC, or what's playing like the best defense, a team that beat us last year and then broke our hearts this year. We were leading them earlier in the game this year, and then we lost that one. I mean, hell, do we have to go to Carolina, where we already lost this year too and lost to that team? And depending on which week, if the Panthers lose, then they're going to win the next week. So depending on what happens next week in week 18, who knows what Panthers team is going to show up in the playoffs if they just so happen to make it. But I just wonder if the Rams right now are looking at like what could have been a easier path to the playoffs, home field advantage, bye week. But now we're staring at, oh, we're going to have to play the Eagles potentially in the first round, or the Bears in the first round, or the Panthers in the first round, or the Bucks in the first round. Either way, we're going to have to go across the country to play this first round game.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely sucks, but best case scenario, you end up going to Carolina and you have to play them after Bryce Young.
You lost to him though.
He did, but I mean, I think if you asked any of us if they would beat the Rams a second time, I think most of us would say, no, the Rams are going to get that one. It's hard to watch teams to beat a team twice in the NFL. We don't see it a whole month. That's why a lot of teams end up splitting. But I don't know, man. I think the Rams are okay. You know why? Because Matthew Stafford is their quarterback. I think they're going to be just fine. You know, Puka Nacua is arguably one of the best receivers, you know, in the league right now. They've got a run game that's working for them. They got a defense that's been pretty good for them this year. I think if you're the Rams, you're okay. You know, you let a couple games slip this season, but you have a chance tonight to right the ship. You know, you win 12 games. It probably changes things a little bit as far as the standings go for you. So, yeah, and you got a game against Atlanta tonight. So there's an opportunity for you to really, and I'm knocking on wood here because Matthew Stafford, I'm going against him in fantasy tonight and for the championship. So hopefully he has a dud of a game. But knowing Matt Stafford, he probably won't, you know. And so I think that's the big thing. So I definitely trust Matt Stafford and this team and this coach on the road going into the playoffs. It would be great if they had home field. You know, I think L.A. would be rocking, but at the same time, I do trust them to be able to go into Carolina and win. Considering the way Chicago played last night and some of the things we saw, like in a shootout, I would probably take the Rams, you know, in that matchup. It will be a shootout, but I think I would take the Rams.
On the text line, 503-864-6326, the Rams defense is what the concern should be. They've got run through for three straight games. If Kirkers looks competent tonight, there should be some concern there, not their offense or going on the road. They've done that before. Yeah.
Again, if Drake London plays, then yes, Kirkers should have a good night, you know, on the throwing the ball. But at the same time, like if the Rams show up and play defense, like they know they have to win this 12 games and this 12 game, then I think they'll be fine.
But yeah, I mean, as that texter brings up, Jordan gave up 38 last week, gave up 34 against the Lions. Week before that, they played the Cardinals. So, you know, whatever, 17, but then gave up 31 to the Panthers. So he is right. The last few weeks have not been their best defensive efforts, considering what they've done throughout the other parts of the season. I mean, holding the Texans to 9 points in the season opener, Ravens to 3,
Seahawks
holding
to
the
19,
Jags to 7, the Saints, who are, you know, honestly one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now, holding them to 10 points. Seahawks night. So they've had some great defensive performances, but of recent, and then the theme of the day, as we've said, what defenses are playing at a championship level right now? That Rams defense is not.
Well,
you got a couple weeks to right the ship. You play the two playoffless bird teams and the Falcons and the Cardinals to end it. So you want to talk about righting the ship before getting to the playoffs. This is the time to do it.
And I think it's important to remember who they gave up those points to. Seattle is just hot knife through butter through people. Jackson Smith and Jigma is doing whatever he wants to do out there,
you know,
for the most part. So there's that. And then the Lions still have a great offense. Like, the defense is where the holes are right now, but the Lions are still able to move the ball. So, yes, I will give you that. But the couple teams that have put up numbers on this Rams defense, man, are teams that a lot of people expect to do something in the playoffs, with exception of the Lions.
Well, and just looking back on that Seahawks game, Seahawks offense outside of that game the last few weeks has not looked very good either. Like, so
certain people in the offense have looked good, but the offense itself has been okay.
The offense has been stalling out and having to rely on Jason Myers kicking 6 field goals a game seemingly over the last few weeks. I mean, yesterday against the Panthers, yeah, the offense put up 27 points, but that was not because they were having long, sustained drives. They were getting good field position based off of turnovers. That Colts game, it literally was 6 field goals from Jason Myers. So getting them in position, and Jason Myers also, it's not like those all were chip shots. They were having to nail long ones in that game against the Colts. And, you know, play the Falcons, whatever. The Vikings game, 26-0. That was 4 interceptions from Max Brosmer, including one that was a pick 6. Giving up that many points to the Seahawks offense the way that they've looked over the last month, I think that kind of backs up the Texas point.
I don't know.
Rams defense has not looked great.
I would push back a little bit, but yeah, we got a break.
Look at you staying on the clock. Company,
of course, man.
That swag finger wave, it's intimidating.
It's intense. Like, let's move it.
Actually, let's move it over to something else concerning the Rams. Their quarterback, see the MVP. Is it him or is it your boy over there in New England? Do that next year. Dirt and Sprague, Joe Fish, Rashad, here on the Fan Sports Network.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
One more week in the NFL regular season. Got one game left tonight. Rams-Falcons.
Let's go. Come on. Come on, Falcons.
You need the Falcons to win?
Well, I need Bijan Robinson to do great, and I need Matt Stafford to not do great.
You know, I wouldn't mind seeing that. Your boy, I've got ninth place locked up in the league, which I'll take. I was projected for 12th. I was projected to finish dead last, all right? We're building momentum towards next year, all right? That's what we're looking to do. We're like the Saints, basically. Just getting some late-season wins, building that confidence to make a run next year. But also, I want Bijan Robinson to go off because it's almost locked in that the 8 seed in my fantasy playoffs is going to make a run and win the playoffs and win the championship. Okay. 6-8, the 8 seed in my fantasy league. Snuck in the last week, and they're going to end up pulling off the upset as long as Bijan Robinson takes care of business tonight. So,
come on, Bijan. We both need you to come through for us.
I just want to see the 8 seed make a run in our fantasy league playoffs. I mean, that would make a lot of people upset, but as someone who has no dog in the fight, I think it'd be absolutely hilarious. So, I'm pulling for the 8 seed in my fantasy league. I know who you're pulling for in the MVP race.
Who's that?
Matt Stafford.
How'd you know?
Your boy.
Who told you?
Your boy. Yeah, I guess it's really come down just to Matt Stafford and Drake May as the MVPs. I mean, Drake May, he has had an interesting season to where he hasn't put up eye-popping, gaudy numbers outside of yesterday when he played the Jets defense. But hell, I think I threw for a touchdown pass yesterday against the Jets defense. But you want to talk about just like consistency throughout the season. Has he had like a dud of a game at all where it's just like, oh man, he really didn't show up today? He threw like, has he had multiple interceptions a game at all? Like, it just seems like Drake May has been the model of consistency the entire season where he has not had a letdown game. I'm going to pull up the game log right now. Hasn't had a game with multiple interceptions at all this year. He's had one game where he threw for less than 200 yards. That was against Buffalo just a couple weeks ago, 155. Immediately followed it up with 380 yards against Baltimore. Had 256 and 5 touchdowns yesterday against the Jets. He's got 30 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. When you look at Matt Stafford, let me get that pulled up real quick. I mean, Matt Stafford looked like he was a shoo-in for the MVP a couple weeks ago.
He did.
Now this season, I shouldn't say the shine has come off, but I mean, he still had 3 touchdowns, 457 against Seattle in the overtime loss, at 368 and 2 touchdowns against Detroit, 3 touchdowns, 281 against Arizona. He had the 2 picks against Carolina, but he's got 40 touchdowns to 5 interceptions, 4,179 yards, just about 24 yards shy of Drake May. So again, like Drake May has put up the numbers all year long, at least passing yards wise. You've got five games with less than 200 yards passing for Matt Stafford, where, again, Drake May, it's like 287, 230, 268, 203, 273, 261, 222, 282. So it's just, and Travion Henderson, he's been a nice addition in the backfield. You know this Patriots team better than I do. Drake May, to me, as far as the entirety of the season goes, he has just been consistent as hell. I don't know if it's enough to overtake Matt Stafford for the MVP, because if you look at the Rams, where would they be if they didn't have a Matt Stafford? Granted, you could say the same about Patriots. If they didn't have a Drake May, where would they be? Obviously, they struck with him in the draft, but I don't know. If I had to go gun to the head, I'm going Matt Stafford, the MVP, but I think this is going to be a lot closer than some people think.
I remember where the Patriots were before Drake May took off. They weren't a good team.
I mean, hell, just last year with Drake May.
Yeah, and you saw it last year. You saw why people were excited about having Drake May potentially. And you see why they didn't go another quarterback in the draft and they decided to get an offensive lineman to protect Drake May. You talk about value. That means you take that person away and that team isn't as good. I think there's still a lot of toys to play with if you are a Rams fan. If you take Matt Stafford away, you still have Puka. You still have a pretty good run game. Your defense is, you know, like, it can be spotty, but it's still pretty good, you know, for the most part. I think if you take away Drake May, that team is instantly ass. Instantly.
Straight cheeks.
You know, and so when you look at it like that, if we're really going valuable, then you have to look at that part. And so I would say Drake May is more valuable, because without him, this team is in the gutter. And I know that as a Patriots fan. I broke out hats and sweats and all type of stuff that I haven't worn in years just because he's got this team playing so much better. Matt Stafford, if you're asking me who is the best player, if the award was most outstanding player, the answer for me would be Matthew Stafford. And I don't think it would be a question. But if you're asking who the most valuable is, take away Drake May from this team, and this Patriots squad isn't very good.
Well, and I read off Stafford and May's stats. Obviously, Stafford won less game. He is playing tonight against the Falcons. And then we'll see. I mean, I think that everybody, I think next week, May and Stafford would play, because seeding still is to be decided. There was someone on the YouTube chat as far as like needing Stafford to have a dud tonight because of fantasy football.
Me and you both, brother.
And then asking if there's any benefit for matchup purposes in the playoffs or for the Rams to rest guys tonight. No, I think that also Sean McVay, I don't know how much yayo that guy does before every football game, or if he just has it running through his veins at all times, because he is such a football guy that I don't think he cares about matchups and anything. It's going to be like, we're going to line up, and we're like, if you have a seed locked in, if you are like, we are the 5 seed, we can't do any better, we can't do any worse, like, we're locked in, then yes, I can see a team, you know, resting guys and being like, hey, we know what we're going to be. But yeah, if you're still fighting for a 5 seed versus a six versus 7, if you want that 12th win, 13th win versus 11 or whatever, and your head coach is Sean McVay, then yeah, Stafford's going to be playing tonight and next week for sure.
Which is why, you know, we were talking earlier about like, if the Rams, if you, it doesn't matter where you are. I don't really think so. I think when you've won a Super Bowl like Sean McVay has and this Rams squad and Matt Stafford has, I don't know if you're necessarily worried about being a road warrior. I think they can go out there and do their job and kind of move from there. So yes, and mind you, the Rams almost had one last year. We forget. Like, they almost beat the Eagles last year in the conference at the conference.
Was that the championship game? Was that wild card or divisional?
I can't even remember. But the Rams, of all the teams that the Eagles played last year, were the closest to actually beating them and winning that game.
That was a great game.
And so I honestly think that it doesn't really matter if they're on the road. If they know they have to go in there and win, I trust Sean McVay. And unfortunately, not tonight, but I trust Matthew Stafford.
That was divisional round.
Okay.
The Eagles, Rams. Someone on the text line, oh my God, the gymnastics he had to do for that May MVP take. Is there a medal higher than gold for that? I will give you credit. Hey, I mean, it's a good point. He doesn't have a Puka Nacua to throw to.
You don't, unfortunately. You know, Hunter Henry's good, but only sometimes.
He does have Stephon Diggs, though.
Diggs is good, but only sometimes, you know.
Stephon Diggs does help.
You dissing on Pop Douglas?
He does. He's good. You know, Cardi's definitely helping, but yes.
Matt Collins?
Okay. You know, he's got help. Again, it's not, you know, Puka and, you know, the Cooper Kupp is like a third, or excuse me, was like a
Davante Adams. Option.
Yeah, Davante Adams, unfortunately.
I mean, Davante Adams, he's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
When he's healthy.
I'm saying he's not healthy, though. So there you go.
Yeah, I think this is Stafford's. I mean, Drake May has had an unbelievable consistent season week one through week 17. And we'll see what he does next week. I mean, yesterday, that had to have been his best game statistically. 5 touchdowns. I mean, he just was doing anything he wanted out there. He's definitely trying to make it interesting. I think the odds do have Stafford as the favorite, but again, it's not like insurmountable where he's like, you know, -1,000 favorite. It's closer than people would think.
He'd have to suck tonight and Sunday for him to really lose this award. But I think it's going to be Matt Stafford. I think it should be Drake May.
Honestly, what's intriguing me more about these end of season awards right now, Rookie of the Year. If Tyler Shuck puts up one more good game to end the season, Swag shaking his head over there. He's disgusted.
Former Oregon quarterback Tyler Shuck?
Yeah. Former Texas Tech quarterback Tyler Shuck? How about that?
Look at that tie.
Yeah. Oregon and Texas Tech alum.
Who do you think he's rooting for?
Swag is none too impressed with the Tyler Shuck take. He has the second best odds right now behind Tetaroa McMillan. He could do it. He could do it. Saints hottest team in the NFL right now. all right. Well, I hope Shuck pulls it off. I hope he gets the Rookie of the Year. That'd be cool. And I hope May somehow pulls it off as well, but I think it's Stafford's to lose at this point. Hour number 3 coming up. Let's move over to college football. The playoff week is finally here. Second round of the playoff matchups we get this week. We will also have someone on from Michigan to talk about what they just did this week. Holy hell, what a wild 2-3 weeks it's been for Michigan football. College football, all hour number 3. Do that next here. Dirt and Sprague, Joe Fish, Rashad Taylor here, Fan Sports Network.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.